In so many ways, Lewis is not alone. 2 weekends ago, hundreds of local comic book, fantasy, and science fiction fans came together to celebrate the second annual Tucson Comic-Con. Just before the doors opened to the public, I talked to a group of young men who were suiting up as a squad of stormtroopers from Star Wars. They were wearing armor that could easily fit in on a movie set.
I'm Richard Woodrow, TK-3426 of the 501st Legion.
Tell me, why a stormtrooper?
Because it's a very recognizable character. It's easy to recognize. You're going to know what it's from.
But it's not easy to build. I mean, what is your suit made out of here?
This is ABS plastic, eighth inch, I think.
I have to tell you that I have a genetic predisposition to want to shoot you.
I have a genetic predisposition to miss, so it's okay.
I guess the sound of a TIE fighter is music to your ears, huh? The twin ion engine.
Of course, it's Imperial action at its finest.
I'm suddenly realizing that I'm in here harassing stormtroopers in their barracks, and I realize this is probably a really bad idea.
It could end badly for you, yeah.
Yeah.
I hastily departed the troopers to talk with Cece, a young woman carrying an intricately decorated staff. She built it based on a concept from her favorite comic book.
Runaways is about a group of kids who discover that their parents are supervillains.
Then what do?
Then they try to take them down.
Have you ever had to take down your parents in real life?
Thankfully not yet, but I'm waiting.
What draws you to this comic? Because you relate to it in some way?
I think that everybody relates to it in some way. At some point, everybody thinks that their parents are evil.
Well, what's the story behind the staff in the comic?
The staff is a magical artifact that one of the characters inherits from her mother.
Describe just a couple of the elements you used to make this.
I used some of my mother's Christmas earrings that she had neglected. Broom handle, some plumbing hardware, candlestick, spray paint.
Hi there, what's your name?
I'm Abigail.
Can you describe for people how you're dressed and what this costume represents?
I'm dressed as a steampunk character, and I'm wearing a kitty hat with goggles on it.
A kitty hat.
Black kitty ears, and then I'm wearing mesh gloves with a plaid gothic Lolita dress that's kind of poofy skirt at the bottom, with a gun strapped to my leg and tall black boots.
In your own life, what role does cosplay play for you?
A very large part. I only started doing stuff like this 2 years ago, and this is my sixth con in 2 years. I'm here with my husband, actually.
So you do this together?
Oh yeah, this is our third con together.
Who brought it up?
I brought it up. I took him to his very first con.
And was he shocked at the time that when he saw the level of commitment from these people?
Very. He was staring at everyone and everything. He was really excited to be there, but he was this like culture shock for him.
But now he's dressed as a ninja.
Yes, he's gotten into it very quickly. I'm very proud of him.
How long have you been a business owner involved in this industry?
16 years this month, actually.
What kind of changes and impacts have you seen over the years? Has it been a steady business for you?
Well, one of the things that I was thinking about this past month was how many comics you used to be able to buy with an hour's worth of work. Say in the 70s, you were working minimum wage or whatever, $3 an hour. Comic books were 30 cents a piece. You could get 10 comic books an hour. Now say minimum wage, let's say you're making $8 an hour. Comic books are $3.50, $3.99. You're only able to get 2 comics an hour. That hurts our industry because that keeps a lot of people from jumping in and just trying a new book, you know, not thinking about it, just buying it.
What do you like best about being a comic book store clerk?
I think that it's sort of like, you know, being like a bartender in a lot of aspects, because I mean, you know, you're not serving up like a drink, but I mean, you're always serving up something that's like a diversion from reality for a lot of people. So I mean, we get a lot of people coming in who, like, you know, they come in, they talk to us, you know, we know them. It's like Cheers or something, you know. People are very friendly, you know, we know who they are, you know, they share their problems with us, you know. And it's like, you know, just because we don't serve a beer but we serve a Superman, you know, doesn't mean it's not really the same kind of exchange.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Jesse.
And who are you dressed as today?
I am the Green Arrow.
Why the Green Arrow?
Because he's awesome.
Did you consider adding a beard as part of your repertoire?
I did, but I enacted Rule 63 on Oliver Queen, so I guess technically I'm Olivia Queen.
Rule 63, define.
For every male character, there's a female version of it.
Who's better?
Yes.
How popular is Green Arrow these days? I mean, he's a character that goes back to the early 40s.
He's so underappreciated, actually. That's why I cosplayed as him, because now I'm super appreciated.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
One hero who's going through a renaissance right now is the Green Lantern. His image was everywhere at the con. To close out the day, I asked a gathering of fans to join together and recite the Oath of the Green Lanterns, and they had no trouble doing it from memory.